Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and author. Summer has officially begun yesterday. Wow, awesome. So, how do we prepare for summer? I have some suggestions. And before I start telling you too many of my suggestions, I'm going to tell you about a book I'm reading that is so totally amazing with information, more than we can actually fathom. And it is actually a New York Times bestseller, The Guide to Taking Control of Your Weight, Your Vitality, Your Life. Discover Your Optimal Health. Master Dr. A's Daily Habits of Health Mindset to live better, happier, and healthier into your 80s, 90s, and beyond. And it's written by Dr. Wayne Scott Anderson. This book is so totally amazing. Actually, you can get it on Amazon.com. And it is just so amazing on how much information it has with things for us to look for and to make sure we're actually doing the right thing. So I just thought I'm going to definitely share that with you. So if you decide, you can go and buy the book for yourself and then go back through all the points that I'm making here and there, because this is kind of like a health Bible for me. I really, really love what I'm reading here, what I get, what has been researched. It's facts. It's not fiction. It's solid. It's supported. It's substantiated. And it's so well written that just about anybody can understand what's going on. Let me just give you a few titles of some chapters without going into depth. Our Unhealthy World. Another chapter is Are You Healthy? And it has a little evaluation in there so you can figure out whether or not you are healthy. And I love that because we don't always like to go to the doctor for everything. But on the other hand, for some things we need to. It has a chart or a scale to figure out how healthy you are or how sick you are. Does health really matter? Oh, my goodness. Of course it does. You remember my story last year, twice for 1 month in a wheelchair because I couldn't put weight on my leg due to serious pain. And since I'm on the program that I found that has been amazing and allowed me to drop over 40 pounds in less than 7 months and gone from a size 12, 14 to a size 2 in pants. I'm energized. I'm happy. I'm focused. I can walk. I can swim. I can do things I was never able to do. That is why I'm sharing with you, because I want you happy and healthy. So this book has 16 chapters, and it's absolutely amazing. I'm not going to share too much from it, because if you really want it, you go and get it. I just told you the title. It's also in my transcript here, and I told you you can get it on Amazon.com. I have something else for you, and those are some suggestions I just found. I thought about them beforehand, but I found them now and have documents of it. For 10 health tips for a healthy summer, or 10 tips for a healthy summer. And one of them I've been talking about for the last 2 years, whenever we get towards summer, though it is one point we should use daily, no matter what the weather. That's always apply sun cream, SPF 30, in order to protect our skin from harmful UV rays. And we have two sets of UV rays, the UVA for ultraviolet aging and the UVB for ultraviolet burning. And believe me, we can burn even through a cloudy sky. Yes, the rays come through and we can still burn, especially when we're light-skinned. And I know for a fact that even dark-skinned people with olive skin or black skin can sunburn. I didn't know that till a friend of mine who's pretty dark said, "Oh my gosh, I just got sunburned." And I go, "How can you tell?" Not to be ignorant or stupid, but I didn't know how that person could tell. And I was blamed how it was possible. And I go, "Oh my gosh, so you definitely need sunscreen also on a daily basis. Before you set foot outside, put sunscreen on all your body parts that are exposed to the sun. Also wear a hat for your face to protect it." So that's just number one. Number two is drink plenty of water during the hot summer months. Heat and sweat can leave your body dehydrated. A lack of water is harmful to your body and can also make you crave food when you're not actually hungry. It is incredibly important to keep yourself hydrated by drinking at least 8 to 9 glasses of water a day. Board of water, add some low caloric flavoring to water, such as a piece of fruit, or opt for healthy alternatives like green tea or coconut water. Careful with the coconut water. It's pretty high in sugar. So you don't want to drink too much sugar because that's not super healthy anyway. The next one is beware of healthy smoothies. Why am I saying that? Because so many of them are loaded with empty calories, with extra sugars, all things that are not good for us. And fruits actually are very healthy in the appropriate amount, but we're talking about fresh fruits that have the pulp and the fiber and everything there, and not fruits that are juiced and have added sugar. Exfoliate your dead skin. It's very important, especially in the summer months. We have more dead skin, and we want to keep it smooth and silky so we can actually hydrate better. You don't need to buy an expensive product to achieve that summer glow. Simply use a loafer for a light scrub, or make your own exfoliant lotion using a handful of oatmeal, milk, and yogurt. There are a lot of recipes out there on the internet that you can find that can help you. Keep up the exercise regimen. Before you hide those running shoes in the wardrobe, remember, summer exercise doesn't have to stop because of the rising temperatures. Instead of working out outside, change your exercise plan and take it indoors. Join a gym, take up a step class, or get a group of friends around for an afternoon of exercise. DVDs. Get wet is number 6. Summer is the perfect time of year to get wet. Boring runs in a cold wintry weather can be swapped for a summer swim at local pool or gym. Start by swimming for 10 minutes and increase time over the following weeks by doing front crawl, breaststroke, backstroke to mix up your cardio workout. A 30-minute session of this full body workout will burn almost 400 calories. If swimming laps isn't your thing, join a water aerobics class or create your own aerobic workouts with jumping jacks, matching, or jogging in the water. Well, as I told you many a times, I swim a mile a day, 4 to 5 times a week. The other 2 or 3 days, I go for a walk for 1 to 2 hours, or I do weights, or a little bit of everything. Olive oil is a healthy fat which contains essential fatty acids that help skin resist UV damage. These fatty acids also part of the cell membranes that keep in all the moisture your body loses through heat and sweat during the summer. In order to protect your skin and keep it supple, consume about 1 tablespoon of olive oil daily or add it to a healthy salad or fish dish in order to get all those essential fatty acids. Protect your glossy locks. Our hair suffer a lot during the summer. Constant heat, sun damage, and chlorine takes a toll on our hair and can leave it feeling limp and dull after the holidays. If you're planning on swimming a lot during the summer, it is advisable to use anti-chlorine shampoo and conditioner to help neutralize the chlorine from your hair. If possible, minimize the use of hair dryers, straighteners, and other heating products. Towel dry your hair. Apply a handful of mousse and revel in beachy summer waves. Eat healthy by the pool. When the sun is beating down, the idea of seeking out the nearest ice cream stand is seriously tempting. Stay strong by being prepared and pack a cooler full of healthy snacks and juices. Fill your ice box with ice, bottled water, sandwiches, vegetable sticks with hummus, yogurts, and endless amounts of fruit. Take up new hobby. Summer is the perfect time to take up new activity. Gardening is a great way to enjoy the outdoors and will actually help you burn some calories. Planting an herb garden is a fantastic way of getting your hands dirty, having quick access to some healthy flavors for your summer meals. And if you have kids and get them involved in playing outside. If gardening isn't your thing, get some inspiration from Wimbledon and try your hands on tennis or golf, et cetera, et cetera. And for gardening, I use my tower gardens, which are not really dirty or soil because it's just with water and stuff and it works. For some healthy recipes, I gave you a link to the www.cauliflowerfoods.com. They have pizza crusts made out of cauliflower or cauliflower, and they're very healthy. And so I thought you might like those very much to have healthy pizza for the 7 months instead of stuffing yourself full of greasy crust. If you have any questions, you can go on my web at DeniseThompsonIChooseOptimalHealth.com. Or you can send me an email to coachdenise@ctdigest.net with questions, suggestions, or if you want to be on my show and have something of value to say that has to do with getting healthy, please let me know. You can also text me or voicemail me at 562-335-4956. And I just wish everybody the most wonderful, amazing, happy, and healthy summer months. Again, use your SPF 30 daily on all the skin that's exposed. Wear a hat and sunglasses to protect your face. And drink enough water, a minimum of 8 to 10 glasses a day or more. And now I'm going to say, until next week, stay happy, healthy, and empowered. And I sure hope to hear from some of you with some feedback if these tips were helpful and if you like the book that I suggested you get. I wish you all the very best, and I'll talk to you next Thursday again. Again, take care. Bye.